Right, over the last couple of months, we've been looking at the characteristics of God. And it's nothing that we don't know already. But I do believe it's great for us to be reminded of how good God is. Because as we go through life, we tend to take things for granted. For instance, we take the very air that we breathe for granted. And it's good to be reminded now and again of his qualities, his supremacy. He is sovereign. He is patient. He is faithful. And many, many other attributions. And today, as we approach Easter, I thought it would be good to talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, the Spirit within you comes as the representative of Jesus. And he comes and he is equal in authority to Jesus, and he is identical in power to Jesus. And I do believe that sometimes we tend to look at the Holy Trinity and we see God as the unapproachable, Jesus as the one who walks the earth and is a bit more like us, but the Holy Spirit, I don't think, gets the credit that he truly deserves. After all, the Holy Spirit was willing to dwell in each of us whilst we were sort of just out of the sinner realm. You know, where as soon as we decided to believe and trust in the Father, trust in Jesus, the Holy Spirit came and decided to dwell within us. What an honour that is. That the Spirit of God, the one who was with him in the beginning, chooses to live in us. And that blew my mind when I thought about it. And it's not right for any of us to choose which of the three we feel more pulled towards. But I have to say, I love the Holy Spirit. I truly love the Holy Spirit. And that's why I wanted to speak about him, because there is three reasons that I believe we need the Holy Spirit to walk the Christian life. And if you turn with me to John chapter 14, you don't have to if you don't have a Bible, but John chapter 14 verse 26 tells us this. In fact, I'm going to read from verse 23. So we're approaching Easter. And Jesus replied to his disciples, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now whilst I am still with you." And this is the verse. "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." And if you look at chapter 15 and the same verse again, 26, Jesus says it again, "But I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, and he will come to you from the Father, and will testify all about me. So he's said it again to the disciples. Now, the Holy Spirit is translated in different ways, in different versions of the Bible. The Living Bible translates the Holy Spirit as Comforter. The New King James calls him the Helper. The Amplified refers to him as Intercessor or Advocate and Strengthener. In the original Greek, the Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. A lovely word that is, the Paraclete. Two words in one. Para, which means to draw alongside, and kletos, which means one designated to you. So the Holy Spirit is the one that has been sent to you to draw alongside you as you walk through the Christian life. Now, the Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus with you and in you. And how important was it for the disciples to hear this, to gain this encouragement from Jesus on the Thursday before the Good Friday? So he's telling his disciples this at the Last Supper, knowing full well that within a few hours, each and every one of them will disown him, will abandon him. And within the next 24 hours, he will be hung on the cross, and their world would be turned upside down. What an encouragement to give them, to promise them that one would come along, that would be sent from the Father, that will help them through those difficult times. And we've heard this morning, so many people in our church is struggling, is suffering at this moment. What a blessing that they have the Holy Spirit. And we can call upon that Holy Spirit to strengthen them, to aid in their recovery. He has the same power as Jesus and as God the Father. He's not a substitute. He is part of the three in one. And today I want to look at three important reasons why we need the Holy Spirit. And firstly, I just want to say that we need to recognise that we have that power within us. And we can't just draw on that power. We need to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's just like a married couple. A married couple have to talk to one another. It'd be great, wouldn't it, if we just lived in the same house but walked past each other. Oh, I'm on the way to the kitchen. Or I'm on the way to the bathroom. Hello, how are you? It wouldn't work, would it? You have to work at that relationship. And it's just the same with your relationship with the Holy Spirit. And it's free. You don't have to do anything to earn the love of God the Father. But you do have to do something if you want to have the relationship with the Holy Spirit. God doesn't just say to you, right, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit whether you like it or not. The Holy Spirit is not an it, and it's not a thing. And it's not an ethereal spirit that's beyond your gaining. It's there, he's there with us. And he's there to lead us in all truth. And he's there to remind us of the things that we so easily forget. And I thank God for his Spirit. So, the three things. Firstly, the Holy Spirit is the one that designates the gift that you have. I'll say that again. The Holy Spirit is the one that designates the giftings that you have. And I want to read from 1 Corinthians. So 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11, tells us, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Now, over the years, I have heard so many times people who say, but I don't have any gifts. And I'm sure that others have said that to you as well. Well, I would say, nonsense. The Holy Spirit does not say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you'll get this, but you'll not get that. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'll give you the gift of this, but sorry, you miss out. The Holy Spirit is the one who says, you shall be so-and-so. So for somebody to say, I don't have any gifts, I would say nonsense. Just because you may not be an evangelist that goes out into the streets and brings many, many people to the Lord. Or just because you're not up here preaching or teaching or doing what in the eyes of people is great, does not mean that you do not have gifts. Every one of you will have something that God has for you to do, that only you can do. Only you. You were created for the very reason to bring that person in 20 years' time or 50 years' time to know Jesus as Saviour. Maybe you're the person that has the ability to sit and listen. Someone may come up to them and say, oh, I just need someone to talk to. And you might be that person that has the gift of just sitting silently and allowing somebody to speak whilst you listen. You might have the gift of hospitality. The one that loves to invite people around for dinner. If they see somebody that looks on their own, they'll go up and they'll chat and say, come, sit with me. I like to believe that my wife has the gift of hospitality. I've said this before, if it was left to me, nobody would ever come to my house. But she opens the door to everyone. Come, sit, let's eat. Oh, have we got to? Yes. And that's the gift that my wife has. So, we all have a gift. And if you feel like a square peg in a round hole, then maybe you need to ask the Holy Spirit, am I in the right position? Am I in the right job here? Is this what you have for me to do? And you may find that he says, well, no, this isn't what I've got for you. I've got something better for you. If you're not sure of your giftings, ask somebody that you're close to. Say, well, what do you think I'm good at? Ask your elders. Because they will get to know you and they will know where your giftings lie. They may say, your gifting is the gift of hospitality. Your gifting is the gift of speaking. And then go home and mull on what's been said and then ask the Holy Spirit to confirm that and open the doors for you. Lead you to the people that can make this happen. Because believe me, God has got something for you to do. On the other side of the coin, you might want to push your way into doing something that you're not designed to do. You might say, well, I'd like to be on the door, for instance, and welcome people in. But you cringe when a new face turns up. And you might think, oh, I don't know what to say to this person. Maybe it's not the position that you should be in. Ask the Holy Spirit and He will guide you into all truth. And He will tell you where you need to be. Which very nicely brings me to my point number two. The Holy Spirit knows where you should be. How does He know? Well, He was there when He knitted you together in your mother's womb. He already knows what He has for you to do. And He will make sure that you're in the right place to do what you need to do at the right time. Look what it says. If I can just look at my notes. Acts 13, verse 4. So Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit, and they went down to the seaport of Seleucia, and then sailed for the island of Cyprus. Why did the Holy Spirit send them? Because there was a work for them to do. Just as a whale needs to live in the sea, and birds are designed to fly through the air, you are designed to do a work for God. And unless you're in the right place, you will miss out on what God has for you to do. In 1 Kings 17, verse 4, Elijah had been sent to the brook Cherith. And the Holy Spirit had said to him, I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. And that was the Holy Spirit speaking to Elijah. Now, what would have happened if Elijah had thought, I don't want to go there, and didn't go? Elijah would have missed out on his miracle. And that would be the same for us. God has a plan for your life. God has a work for you to do. And the Holy Spirit will prompt you, go down this path or go down that path. Ray said last week, I had a choice. I could have gone to university in so-and-so or university in Salford. He stepped out in faith and chose Salford. I felt sorry for him, but no, he chose Salford. If he hadn't gone to Salford Uni, he wouldn't have met the delightful Kath. I had a choice when I was 17 of going to Germany to study to take on an apprenticeship. Or I could have stayed in Salford and did do what I do now. If I'd have chosen Germany, I wouldn't have met my delightful wife. So I believe, and I never give it a second thought. You know, some people think, well, if I'd have done this, if only I'd have done that. You know, and it's what ifs, what ifs. We like to believe that we are where God wants us to be. And if God wants us to be somewhere else, He will let us know where He wants us to go. I remember many years ago when Jim and Norma stepped down from the youth work, the kids' church, and Les and Pauline took over. And my wife decided to go and help out in kids' church. And she was covering with Sandra. So there was two Sandras. And then Sandra stepped down. And what did Sandra say? Oh, I'm sure George will step in. And I'm thinking, oh no, he won't. I got to thinking, George, kids, don't mix. And I fought against it. And I remember one day going home and I was thinking, Lord, I can't work with kids. I don't want to work with kids. And I felt God say to me, just be yourself. And I still wasn't sure. But I stepped out in faith. And I have to say, I went on to have the 13 most wonderful and blessed years of my Christian walk. I would never have expected it, but I truly, truly loved it. And that was where God wanted me to be at that time. And as I said, we don't have to do anything to receive the love of God. But in order to gain His blessings, we do have to step out. He's not going to come and force those blessings on you. We do have our part to play. So, God is the Holy Spirit is the one that designates the giftings that we have, and He puts us where we need to be. And thirdly, do not offend the Holy Spirit. You may say, how do you offend the Holy Spirit? Well, let's look what it says in God's Word. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Back in John 1, verse 32. Then John testified, I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting upon Him. The Holy Spirit has been likened to a dove. And a dove, when it returns to its nest, if it finds its nest messed up, the dove will not land. And the Holy Spirit is awarded to us when we give our lives over to Christ. And at that moment, we are still in the world. So He comes in then, and He will help you to clean out your nest, to get rid of the dross, to get rid of the lying, the stealing, the greed, the anger, the malice, the hatred. All of those things that were was in our hearts before we were saved. And he replaces it with joy, peace, love, kindness, patience, all of the fruits that come from the Spirit. You can't get them anywhere else. You cannot earn them. They are a gift of the Holy Spirit. And we are called to change and to become more like Jesus. And that is the job of the Holy Spirit. But if you've been a Christian for, say, 20 to 30 years, it's quite easy to become complacent and just to go along with the flow and sit in the same seats that you sit in every week and say the same prayers that you say every day. And you can become stuck in a rut. Holy Spirit has so much more for you than that. And then you may find that the little bit of the world starts to come back in. You might start to gossip a little bit more than you did. You might start to get a little bit more greedy and want a bit more of this, 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 and this. And slowly but surely, the nest starts to become a little bit more messy. And that starts to offend the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is holy, and you ought to be holy. So the next time you think to yourself, Lord, where are you? I can't feel your presence. I feel so far away from you. Check the nest. The Holy Spirit hasn't changed. He is the same today as he will be tomorrow, as he was 1,000 years ago. He doesn't change, but we do. It's a healthy thing to do from time to time to ask, Holy Spirit, is there anything within me that is upsetting you? And allow him to show you what parts of the nest might need spring cleaning. And I do that often, because generally I know when I'm not the person I used to be. I know when I'm not being a nice person, or I'm a bit bitter about this, or I'm holding a grudge against that person. And the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. But then it's your part to change. He won't change. So ask the Holy Spirit from time to time, show me anything that shouldn't be here, and help me through your strength to get rid of it. And he will do it. So those three things, the Holy Spirit is the one that grants you the gifts that you have. If you're not sure what your gifting is, ask. Put aside time to spend with him. He's not an it. He's not a thing. He's a spirit that dwells within you, that coincides with your spirit. The Holy Spirit knows where you should be. If you don't feel you're at the right place, ask him, is this where I should be, Holy Spirit? If not, then please reveal to me where I should be. And thirdly, don't go back to your old ways. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Because there is so much more that Jesus wants you to know about his Heavenly Father. So much more that he wants to know. He wants you to know about him. And the Holy Spirit is the conduit. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you so much for the Holy Spirit. He is our contact with heaven above. He is beloved. He is all knowing, all powerful. And He is the one that draws alongside, the one that has been designated to us. And Holy Spirit, we just want to tell you that we love you. And we pray that you will reveal to each and every heart in this room if there is anything that is causing you offence. And when you reveal anything to us, Lord, help us to be proactive. Let us do something about it. Help us to change our ways so that we have a heart that you are happy to dwell on, to dwell in, to dwell around. And not only that, Lord, if we are walking in the Spirit, then those outside will see us as an attraction. That will want to know what it is that we have and what makes us different. We will be glorifying our Heavenly Father, glorifying our Lord Jesus Christ, and lifting up the name of the Holy Spirit. Reveal more of God's beauty to us, Holy Spirit, I pray. Lay your hands upon those that are not with us today, that love you just as much as we do, Lord, and wants to be here with us. We pray you will speed up their recovery. Make them better than they were before, Lord. Because until the day we die, there will always be more to you than we can ever imagine. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. And we love you, the Blessed Holy Spirit. Have your way with us this week, we pray. Amen. So be blessed. Enjoy fellowship. Don't be surprised if you get an invite from my wife.